Joining us today, we have Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing the state legislature is constitutionally required to do. We're in the final stages of that process. You guys care to share just some of the highlights, things that you think have really stood out?
Really, there have been very few surprises. Every year at around this time when both chambers are debating the budget, you have all of these amendments that people put forward trying to shift money from one area of the budget to maybe fund a pet project. And lawmakers will probably hate that I would refer to this as symbolic, but in many ways, a lot of these amendments fail. Typically, the party that's in control, in this case, the Democrats, just the amendments that they want to see pass, and then ultimately it all goes back to a conference committee where it all gets undone, and the budget ends up looking much like what the Joint Budget Committee, which writes the budget, settled on a few weeks ago.
It is a lot of debate, a lot of long hours to, as Ivan said, oftentimes go back to what we had in the beginning.
Budget days are wonderful days here because everybody wins in the budget. Even when you lose, you win, because what you're often, they're not trying to make actual policy. They're not trying to boost a budget for something. They're trying to say that the other party opposed boosting the budget for something popular. The senators and representatives, they've got to stand up and vote on them. There's no hiding. It's the one time a year you can make people swallow a really unpalatable vote. On the other hand, this is the best budget we've seen in a long time. There's an extra $100 million for K-12 schools, an extra $100 million for colleges after years of getting cut. They're adding another $100 million on top of that for construction projects, mostly at colleges. Everybody can go home and say, you're going to like what is in store with this Colorado state budget.
Underscoring, I guess, how much different this budget is than budgets we've seen in recent years after the recession is lawmakers will be able to build up the state's budget reserves up to 6.5%, which I think a couple of years ago would have been unheard of when lawmakers actually rated the reserves down to like 2% or something like that in order to balance the budget. So I think that that's an indication of how the economy here in Colorado really is on the upswing.
There are always unexpected changes. For instance, an aerial firefighting fleet, that was something at the beginning of the process we were pretty sure wasn't going to get funded. It's a Republican proposal. Then by the end of the budget process, it was funded.
This to me is the surprise of the 2014 legislative session. I think it's what people will remember about the 2014 session more than anything else, is this is the year that Colorado is getting into the aerial firefighting business. They've been studying this for about a year, and the governor's fire prevention division finally came out with a report right in the middle of the legislature working on the budget, and it says, guys, can we have an extra $22 million to rent some airplanes and helicopters this year? And the report makes a really convincing case that this could help keep wildfires small in the state.
The timing for it, I think, makes it's really in its favor, because it's we've had really destructive fire season. It's an election year. So it's really a proposal that's really difficult, I think, for a lot of lawmakers to say no to right now.
Thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press, Joe Hannell with the Durango Herald. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.